اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
The last rule tells you that if the letter is any letter other than noon or meme, okay, or qalqal letters. If it was noon, ghunna sound. If it was meme, the same as noon, meme as well, okay? Thumma la tus'alunna. If you stop at the word thum, for example, you're going to connect the previous ayah with this ayah. Look this way.
لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ.
You stop here. You cannot go on. You cannot continue.
Why?
You're out of breath.
Oh.
So what do you do here? The harakat mim has fatha fawat. Harakat will be changed to?
Sukun.
But the mim has, it is mushaddad. And also, so we said like the same as noon.
Ghunna
sound.
لن ترون الجحيم ثم
لترون الجحيم ثم.
For example, we are not allowed to stop here actually, okay? But for example, if we have such an example, so remember that ميم مشدد or نون مشدد will have a غنة sound for two counts as well, okay? Beside changing the حركة to سكون, okay? That is. If it has a like tanwin fatha, do not change it. That will be changed to alif maddi, no ghunna. Ghunna will be there if it has tashdid. If it does not have tashdid, no ghunna. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we have any other letter, like for example, the letter waw we have tashdid on the top of waw and also like a tanwin or tashdid. Let's say tashdid. Aduwun. If you stop here, how do you say?
Adu.
No, if you stop here, how do you stop?
Adu.
Yes.
Do you hear this sound? The last sound. Look, listen. Adu. There is just a kind of like qalqala sound, like bouncing sound,
yes.
But it's not bouncing sound. This is kind of close to that.
Half.
Adu. Yes? Waqab. This is qalqala.
Yes.
Adu.
Half bounce.
Kind of half bounce. Yes.
No, go wow. On.
It is a waw. Any other letter? Any other? Ra'ir, for example. It is ra instead of waw. Whatever letter has tashdeed at the end, okay? So it kind of, you stop with a sukun, okay, on both identical letters, just with kind of, we say nabr, it's called, like a jerk, or for example, a bounce, kind of a bounce, okay?
Yes.
Not a complete bounce like qalqala.
Yes.
So that's all about how to stop at the end of words, okay? Let's review it quickly. So if we have a tanwin fatha hisaban fawad
تنوين فتح will be change to
ألف مد.
ألف مد. حساب حسين روح الله. If we have تا مربوطة, so what will happen to the تا مربوطة?
The letter will change to letter. The ta will change to ha.
Okay.
And its harakat will change into sukun.
Will it change to sukun? Whatever harakat is.
Yes.
Yeah. Fatha kasra dhamma. If tanwin fatha kasra dhamma. Okay. Good. Ali Nasir. What if we have like any letter having fatha kasra dhamma, tanwin kasra and tanwin dhamma, not tanwin fatha? What happened? What will happen?
They will change to sukun.
They will be changed to sukun. All the harakat.
Yes.
Great. The letter.
No, the letter will remain the same.
The letter will stay the same. But if it is tamarbuta, yeah, it will it be changed to ha. Great. Fawad, what happens to the words ending in sukun?
Nothing.
Nothing. They will stay the same. Great. Okay, Hussein Rohla. What if we have alif mad, wawi mad, and ya mad at the end of the words that we want to stop at?
They will also remain.
Stay the same.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Abasa wa tawal?
La.
Okay, that was the example. Okay, great. Ali Nasir, what about words having qutbijat letters?
They will change to sukun, vid'a, qalqala.
Or bouncing sound?
Bouncing sound.
Great. The harakat will be changed to sukun. But if the harakat is tanwin fatha, no qalqala, it will be changed to alif.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
For example, hisaban. If you stop here, for example, if you do not change it to alif mad, you say hisab. But because it has alif tanwin fatha, it will be changed to alif hisaba.
Yeah.
No hisab. No hisaba. Fawad, what if we have a noon mushaddad, noon with tashdid, or meem with tashdid? So what would
we just add a ghunna?
A ghunna for two counts, right? That was alun, for example. Thum. That's it. And what if, Hussein Ruhullah, we have any other letter with tashdeed and also like, yeah, tashdeed.
Yeah, we will.
The good example is waw.
Ghunna.
Ghunna?
Yes.
Are you sure? Ghunna was with noon.
Yeah, tashdeed. Noon, yes.
Noon mushadda.
Half-bound sound.
Yes, half-bound
sound. Adu.
Yes.
Adu wa lakum fil arda mustaqar wa mata'un ilahin. Mustaqar. This. Okay. So, that's all about how to stop. Alhamdulillah, we learned. If you agree, we will go and recite Surah Al-Qadr together. Then this session will be finished, inshallah. In the next session, we will have a conclusion of our tajweed rules. We'll have a quick review of our tajweed rules. And maybe, inshallah, one other session, we will go on practice all those rules so far that we have learned in Tajweed in level 3 of our Quranic sessions. Inshallah, we'll focus on how to apply the rules, okay? All together. Ready to go? Let's recite a salawat and go.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Alhamdulillah, we finished the rules of how to stop. And thank you so much, Allah Almighty, that blessed us with this opportunity to learn these rules as well. Okay. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in these sessions. Inshallah, we highly recommend you to stay with us for the next sessions as well. Inshallah, we'll be talking about, actually reviewing, okay, all the Tajweed rules from the first to the last, okay, that we learned so far, and just a quick review, inshallah. In case you had any questions, you can ask us, and also our brothers here, if they had any questions, inshallah, the next session, they can ask us here, and you can benefit from their questions, and also, inshallah, the answers. So, then we'll have, inshallah, as I told you, another session, like practical session, okay? Well, after we reviewed all those rules, okay, we'll go through some of the verses of the Quran Kareem, okay? From the first rule to the last rule, inshallah, we'll try to apply all the rules, okay? We'll find a surah and work on. Then, inshallah, the level 3 of our Quran sessions will be finished. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions, in the coming different Quran sessions. Stay with us. Thank you so much for being with us also in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But before we end, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School, Schools Network, and also students of Sevier International School. And also me, Habibullah Fasizad. So, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان.